At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Brian, you met George. Well, now you did. So George and I actually, we met each other in person in Florida. Michael J. Fox had a...
IQ.
PDIQ plus you.
The one you went to in Hollywood?
Yeah, yeah, Hollywood, Florida. You even knew that.
I know everything.
Because do you live near there?
I'm in Boca Raton. It's about 40 minutes away.
Okay. And so George is a huge advocate for Parkinson's because his mom, Sharon, who has since passed away, was diagnosed with Parkinson's. So that's what we're going to learn more from George about, the work that he's doing. And hopefully, you know, working our ways out in the world to feed people the information so that we can one day get to a cure. Welcome to The Secret Life of Parkinson's, a podcast created by people living with Parkinson's to help break the stigma of a disease no one likes to talk about. Now, here are your hosts, Jessica Krauser and Brian Baker. So, George.
You don't really need me because that's exactly
So why don't you go ahead and just like introduce yourself and tell us about, because I don't know the full story of like, you know, when your mom was diagnosed and how you became an advocate. I mean, obviously I know because it's your mom, but like there's a lot of people that have parents that went through this. So, you know, what spurred you to do all the activity that you're doing?
I just want to thank you and your audience for your time. It means the world to me. I always say we are a family in this fight to find a cure. Unfortunately, my mother passed on 1/1/2020. She was my best friend, changed my life really forever. She was diagnosed for approximately 15 years. Mm-hmm. We only heard of the word Parkinson. I didn't even know it was a disease till the last 4 years. She was very independent, lived alone. She was divorced. And I knew, though, that this one day that something terrible occurred. She went to a special program for people with Parkinson's. We tried everything. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they drastically changed her medication too quickly, but that night I got a call. I'm in Florida. My father's in New York. My parents are divorced, but they were pretty close. Father calls me at 4 a.m. George, you have to rush over to your mother's house. And I didn't even know what was wrong. I just, you know, did it. Mm-hmm. I just ran. I arrived at about 4 and she was moving her furniture out of her home. And I said, what's wrong? And she said she thought there were Nazis inside that were going to harm her. And I rushed her to the emergency room. And that was where my journey as caregiver began. And hallucinations and delusions due to Parkinson's was something that I feel like in this month of Halloween is even worse than any horror movie we've ever seen. From that moment on, I became her primary caregiver. She really gave up her life and sacrificed everything. When I was a little child, she was a high school teacher and had a master's degree and gave it all up to raise me and my brother. And I knew that it was time at that moment to step up. And again, I wouldn't be the man I am today or have the success I am if it wasn't for her.
Oh, she sounds like an amazing person. And we've talked to another individual, a friend of mine. Her mom also dealt with hallucinations. And I think I've heard different things. Like, so was hers due to the medication or the disease? And then were they able to get it to stop?
Not, as you well know, not everybody has the same journey. Mm-hmm. So not everyone has delusions and hallucinations. We don't know if she had late onset dementia, or I think it was more due to the medication due to Parkinson's. You know, when you're trying to control, whether it's tremors or some other aspect, dystonia, there's so many medications. When she passed, one of the toughest days was cleaning out her home. We had like 6 of these huge black contractor bags, garbage bags of medicine. So, I mean, that says a lot. Yeah. So as of this moment, sitting here talking, I'm really still in shock because, you know, we were told you don't die of Parkinson's, you die with it. She was only 69. She never had any other medical issues but Parkinson's. So really not still kind of in shock and not sure of a lot of the medical areas. I just keep learning, you know, every day.
Yeah. So something that I didn't talk to you about this yet, Brian, but I met with somebody earlier this week who had their mother also, I think, had Parkinson's, or she was told like Parkinsonism. But she wanted her brain to be donated for research. And what I learned is that they don't have enough people donating.
I know what you're talking about. I've thought about it too.
But so I was curious, did you ever hear of like donating your brain, or is that something that you would do or anything? Cause that's like doing research on the brain is truly how they're going to understand what is going on and why we're all so different.
As you know, probably by now, since we've known each other a little time, I would do anything to find a cure. So if that included it, then count me in. We didn't do that. We didn't even think about it going through the, you know, when you're going through it, it's just, right. You don't even have a minute in a way to breathe. I mean, I wish I had learned so much today and had met such incredible people like you who inspire both of you, inspire me. I just was shocked to realize a week or two ago, I don't know why, I just realized it, that my mother never even met somebody with Parkinson's disease. Really? And that's kind of heartbreaking, because if she had met even both of you and I had just grabbed like a FaceTime, we didn't even have that, then she would have smiled a little and that would have meant the world to us. But like I said, you can't look back. You have to keep fighting and going forward.
So what are some of the things that you do? So you have your, is it a nonprofit or just like a mission, the Together for Sharon?
I'm not a foundation on purpose. My background is, I'm a police officer in reserve. I'm an attorney in Florida and Washington. And I'm also a PhD. I'm a professor. I teach criminal justice around the country. Wow. So I work 24/7, but I really dedicate my life today to finding a cure for others in my mother's memory. A lot of times you lose a loved one and the door kind of closes. You know, I don't blame anyone. They move on and things, but I feel like my mother lost 15 years with us alive, plus 15 after she passed. In my weird world, 2024, I feel like we should have a pretty long life. But due to the disease, it wasn't in the cards for us. So after she passed, you know, we wanted to kind of remember her. So we started togetherforsharon.com. And I thought maybe we'd have two or three people, and I would have been fine with that, kind of just to remember her. And I don't know if it's scary or happy to say we've had over 45,000 people visit. Wow. I'm not sure if it's due to our advocacy or due to the fact that it's one of the most fastest growing neurodegenerative diseases in the world. And after 2 years after she passed, it was all about me and my mother, and that was it. But then when I discovered the World Parkinson Congress, it kind of broke my heart in a way. Not the work they did, because that made me smile, but the fact that there were 10 million people around the world, and I didn't know that. And that's when I went on the mission of interviewing 1,000 people throughout the world for awareness. We actually just published a second book. It's called Voices of Resilience, and it's actually all the journeys of other people, advocates, people with Parkinson's from England, France, Spain, Italy. I mean, you know, Parkinson's, unfortunately, doesn't discriminate. There were so many that I had to have, you know, it's two books, two sets. So, you know, but my goal was not just to share our journey anymore, which I think you might know, but this is about my mother's journey. You know, it's not just about us. It's really about everyone and how we have to be a family in this fight. And we don't accept a penny. If you send me a dollar, I joke and say, now I got to pay a dollar to send it back. And everything we do goes fully to organizations like Michael J. Fox Foundation, American Parkinson Disease Association, Drive Toward a Cure, and Power of a Parkinson's. They were just some organizations that meant the world to me, but I support everyone out there. I didn't want to be a foundation. I obviously can as an attorney, but I felt like I didn't want this to be about money. And also, I like helping other people like you all. I mean, as far as I can tell, I'm going to share our show throughout the world, and I'm more concerned that you all have a million followers than me even having one. So I just, you know, I don't want anything. I just want a cure.
So where are you on your quest with, you said 1,000 people you were looking to interview?
It's already done. Now I've moved more to the podcast. I love the interviews online. They're all completely free at Together for Sharon. Uh-huh. There's no charge. I poured my heart and time and soul into it. I'm not done. I just had to kind of take a little break, but I moved to the podcast world like you both, and I swore I'd have one show a month. It's now become 70 somehow. And, you know, it's a little, you know, I broke the rule that the number one rule is caregiver and advocate is take care of your own health. I kind of don't do that because I do feel, let's say we had to cancel today or someone didn't feel good or I had more back surgeries, ironically. But let's say we cancel. Well, guess what? If we had the opportunity to just reach one person in the world mm-hmm. to make them realize they're not alone, we've changed the world for the better. And that's really the only reason I do this. I don't want to see anyone battling this anymore. I don't want people to have to go through it. My mother
yeah.
and our family does. Last Saturday would have been my mother's birthday. Now we're coming up to the holidays, which is always, you know, mm-hmm. kind of tough.
Yeah. We need more people like George.
Yeah. Right. We need more people.
I think we need more people like both of you.
So you talked a little bit, your mother was battling it for 15 years, you said?
Yes, sir.
So when, did you see a difference in her from, you know, can you remember back a time like, oh, I saw her doing like, there's things that before I got diagnosed, I'm like, now that makes sense that I did this or did that.
That's a great question. Unfortunately, she hid it a little from our family. I don't know if she didn't want to burden the family with the news or we really didn't understand it or whether she knew really what it was. Because like I said, 15 medical doctors said, you're not going to pass from it. The biggest changes towards before I took over as her real caregiver full time, I saw a stiffness in the left arm. That she really couldn't even use her arm. We would go to dinner. We would have to cut her food, but it never really affected her where she couldn't still live independently. She still drove. She still shopped.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy California red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA choice boneless beef chuck roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Still did her hair, like beautiful women things that they do. One thing I love is, and I wouldn't be able to sit here today without the support of my mother and my children and all of you, the Parkinson's community. I mean, I'm 6'2", actually, as you know, because we met. Usually I don't know the people. I'm 6'2", 200 pounds and policing. And, you know, I'm fine now, but there are days where I'll talk about this and I'll go in the other room, hug my wife and fall apart because it's still, you know, rough. But it means the world to be able to speak to incredible, inspiring people like you, because you now have ensured that my mother won't be forgotten. So it means more than just, you know, a show. And I always say, even after the lights and cameras go off today, we have to keep sharing this. It cannot be just a, you know, 30 minute an hour conversation and see you later. This is a topic that has to keep being shared till we find a cure.
Absolutely. And we have no problem doing that, because it's like we can't. The one thing that I remember Brian and I would talk about this a lot is, especially in the beginning, people are like, well, just, you know, just try not to think about it. It's like I'm constantly moving, so it's hard not to think about it. So to your point, for everybody else out there who doesn't have it, doesn't experience it, you know, yeah, not to forget, but it's like, what can we do and how can we help, you know, how can we push things to get a cure, you know?
And like when we met, I wanted to hug you because I love all that you do. And I think you are just such an inspiration. So there are tough days, like you might've seen, where I actually had three surgeries last summer.
Mm-hmm.
I literally woke up from the medicine, the anesthesia, and I took my phone and said, F this, I'm going to keep fighting for Parkinson's cure because to me, nothing else matters. But sometimes, you know, my heart, I'm brought up to, if you believe in something, you don't give up.
Yeah.
One door shuts, you have to open it. But it's just so many, you know, the only journey today that breaks my heart is the one that I'm not aware of.
So what's the main thing, like what's the big thing that you learned by all those interviews that you've done and the ones that you're still carrying? Like what are you learning from the people that you're talking to?
Learning how incredible people are, how the resilience, and I hate to bring back the name of the book, mm-hmm. but people just, there's many that don't give up. And if they're not going to give up, I'm not going to give up. I'll keep fighting by their side. Just the other day, as you know, the gentleman rode around the world, mm-hmm. raised over $40 million. I mean, that's something that I think everyone should stop for a moment and just be not just grateful, but appreciative that they did that. And it's just people like that and the things that you do are what I'm learning about more and more. I didn't know about it before.
Mm-hmm.
Just only, again, tough or sad when I realized that there are people who aren't aware. I think everybody should be aware now, nationally. I don't know if this is sad or good, but just the last few months has been huge for Parkinson's awareness. So a few weeks or a week ago, Brett Farr provided a message with me and him for the world because he's now been diagnosed mm-hmm. a little bit earlier. The national attention was on Ryan Reynolds, who now discussing the hallucination delusions mm-hmm. about his father. Just a week or two before that, there's a big topic of the president. I don't care about the politics, but just having the discussion mm-hmm. also brings awareness, whether good or bad. And then again, as both of you know, a little bit before that, the national plan to end Parkinson's yeah. disease passed. So this is really history being made. I feel like we're part of it, but, you know, we can't. I was a little upset. And one of my friends, who you know, Allie, did a great post today, and she mentioned how, has anyone heard about the plan? It's like, you know, passed, but nothing has happened. So I'm not going to stop contacting our legislators till we do okay. something with it. Just because something, as a professor of political science and a lawyer, I'm just knew this was going to happen, but I do have hope that
yeah.
we now implement it. Because I don't want anyone to pay for Parkinson's medicines. I think they should be completely fair, free. There's so much out there that can still be done that we need to.
Yep. Were you going to say something?
I don't.
I was going to say, you looked like you did. Did you forget it?
Did you see inconsistencies with these people you talked to, like especially people with Parkinson's? I mean, obviously,
yeah,
the disease is different for everybody, but did you say, hey, wow, that's, you know, I know you weren't doing any research paper, but did you happen to see inconsistencies?
Yeah, I see very big differences. One beautiful person announced on the show live, I don't know if she was to do that, she's now wheelchair bound, which is heartbreaking. Another 90% of the individuals believe that DBS surgery was something they wish they did earlier.
Mm.
So it was very successful. I do have one, I won't name them, who is not, it didn't work out in a very, very sad situation.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some of the things, but the importance of, you know, exercise has been a big thing. I'm actually attending. I'm really excited. It's called Punch for Parkinson's. It's a big national organization. Mm-hmm. Their founder is Ryan Roach, and he's going to be coming to Miami. We're going to be sitting ringside. It's a huge boxing event all for Parkinson's. So, you know, it's weird because I'm right near Miami, but we don't really have much, unfortunately, presence here. Even though South Florida is a very high Parkinson's community, I'm surprised there's not more. Yeah. I had a real excitement that we were able to meet at the IQ event for Michael J. Fox, but I wish we had a whole division of Michael J. Fox Foundation in South Florida. I think it would be a very big donors mm-hmm. area, Palm Beach County. So hopefully someday they will do that.
Yeah. Now that I actually was surprised too when I was in Florida that there's not, I mean, there are things but it's like small pockets, and like you really have to be searching and you have to look for it. And it's, and a lot of times it's, you're only looking for it, or you can only find it if you talk about it. But, you know, like you experienced with your mom, like people don't like to talk about it. So if they're not sharing it with anybody, then they're never going to know that these things exist. But
I do want to say there is a lot of light from the darkness. I do speak a lot about the positives, even though there might not be a lot. Yes, I lost my mother due to Parkinson's, but I have met so many incredible people who, like you, I do consider family today. And it's, again, a tough topic, but it's something I think can be inspiring and positive. So it's not always just the sadness and the gloom. You know, there isn't a day I don't think about my mother 24/7. I do feel part of me is now gone due to this disease, but we don't know if I'll get it one day. And also, we have to keep fighting. And I don't want anyone ever to feel alone like I was felt as a caregiver or my mother going through this disease.
Yeah, we talk a lot about that here, about the sense of community that we have here locally and being able to spread that to different areas because it is such a key part of living with this disease.
Yeah. Well, and that's why you saw when I was in Florida, I have like those kits. And it's just like being able to share that with somebody, that just to say like, you're not alone and here are different resources that you can leverage and different things that you should know. And like so many people have just messaged us and they're just, and even just watching the podcast, they're like, it just, you know, brings a smile to their face. And just like, you know, again, like even just like something small, like I said on our last podcast, because my phone always rings at 3 o'clock. Now it's going to be 2 o'clock. I changed my med times. But, and I said on the podcast, I'm like, I should really turn that off during the podcast. Somebody sent a comment and they're like, please don't, because you, having that happen, that's your day, like that's your normal life. And they're like, that makes me feel normal. I'm like, oh, I guess I never thought about it.
I should set mine then, huh?
Yeah. So it's like the things that we just even talk and share about here, it's like, just, you know, if people don't want to get out of their shell, they don't want to get out of the house and, you know, talk about it or embrace it with other people, you know, at least if they can hear from us and hear from you, because I mean, you have, you know, so many different interviews, which I'll be on. I got invited on.
Nice.
Can't wait. Steve is always welcome. I don't have your ear. But I do think that things like what you're doing, the show, is important, because I feel like I might, let's say, have a reach, but when we team up and you join together, I feel you can reach so many more voices and people. Yeah. Just a beautiful thing. But alone, you might make a difference, but you're not going to be able to reach, you know, the people that I wish we could.
Yeah. Well, George, thank you so much for coming on. This was, I'm glad to hear the story straight from you. I mean, I just commend you for all the advocacy that you're doing. This is, it's more than I've seen from any one individual. So just know that we all appreciate as a community the work that you're doing and that you're continually, tirelessly doing. So thank you.
No, I appreciate it. I have a little message I always send my show with, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Just to you and all the listeners, we love you, we support you, we care a lot about you, and you're never alone. I, along with the beautiful hosts, both of you here, will advocate for you, and I feel together our voices are so much stronger. And I always kind of joke and say I'm just getting started, because until there's a cure at all of our doorsteps, I'm just starting. And I don't know, I'd say the best is yet to come, but great things are coming, and I hope one day, very soon, it'll be a cure. Thank you both.
Thank you. That's our last 30 seconds. You totally did it. I love it. Thank you. No, but that was great. I really appreciate you coming on, and you know, hope to maybe see you again soon.
I love that. And thank you both, and the whole audience. We send our love and grateful for the time today. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks. We'll see you guys next time. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is produced by Melissa Carlson and Steve Brandenburg. To contact us, email info@thesecretlifeofpd.org. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not responsible or liable for any medical advice, diagnosis, course of treatment, or any other information obtained through this podcast. The information provided by The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast. You are encouraged to consult a physician for a definitive diagnosis.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.